This is the November 2014 all-day sitting in Springwater. It's really wonderful that we can come together like this, pausing in all of our busy doings, to be here in this beautiful place, not having to produce anything, not having to be anything. Just this open space of silence. Where nothing has to be any certain way. It always amazes me each time I get quiet and sit, and especially when we come together like this. Just the body being quiet, not talking, and how in the silence there's a natural easing up of all the habits of thinking. Not having to know anything. Just this open space of presence that has room for everything. And after sitting for a while, walking, being quiet, those thoughts that seem so important when I first sat down, just don't have the same energy. It's amazing too, in the busyness of our lives and the way our economy and culture are, that it even comes to pass, to occur to us, to spend a day like this, not being productive, and that this beautiful place is here for us to come and share this together. This open space that allows there to be perspective on what normally seems so important. To be here, part of the vast landscape with the blustery winds and the sun coming and going. Sky ever changing, the clouds moving by so fast. This undivided continuity of being that really doesn't have boundaries. Everything interconnected. And the silence that allows the perspective of not having to identify so much with any part of it. And present space for everything to be just the way it is. The sound of the wind, the feeling of our breathing, the sense of all of us together here in the room, the quality of the light. It's wonderful too to have the space to look into things, both quietly and together, using some words to help point to what is not so easy to put into words. To bring to this silence what is immediate and alive. Including everything, whether it's just the joy of easing up and relaxing into this amazing day, or whether it's grungy thoughts and difficult things or hard life circumstances that can be here and be touched and be held in the silence. A space to freely wonder, openly wonder and look into things, to feel and sense and be, inquire. Without being boxed in by how it should be, or should look, or how we should understand things. All here open in the light of this silence. This possibility for things to reveal themselves. The whole miracle of being. The mystery of our bodies and the intimacy of everything we experience. This open space of awareness that holds everything. And this world of thought that is so powerful. These beliefs and habits of thinking that rumble. Space for them to open up and not be so constrained by our judgments and fears and wanting them to go away. They're just here with the wind. That possibility that they can open up and reveal themselves. one thing that's been alive here in this realm of thought and feeling is something that came up in the retreat, the November 7-day retreat, in which we had this amazing discussion about anxiety and anxiousness. And that's really been with me. And how someone said that as we began to open this up and various people shared their experiences, they were remembering a translation of the Four Noble Truths about suffering. And this translation actually said that one way to translate suffering is as angst. Such a human experience, this worry and fear and anxiety about, at least as it occurs here, the future generally, what will happen and imagining what will happen and perhaps not even being able to imagine what will happen and trying to find solutions and very easily spinning into a generalized feeling of anxiousness. There were even people in the group who talked about, if I'm remembering correctly, how what they called anxiousness was even cultivated as a way to get them to complete tasks and do things. With the feeling that if that weren't there, they would be perhaps lazy or just wouldn't get them done. And someone else actually being with anxiety around paying bills and doing tasks and almost looking towards that feeling of relief when the last bill was paid. So in hearing that, it struck me how vastly different each of our experiences are with this world of anxiety and the future and fear. Maybe anxiety about things we've done in the past and what that will lead to in the future. So I became very interested in how that works here and discovered underlying currents of the tendency to worry and have anxiety that I hadn't really realized were here. And that was kind of highlighted in a trip we just finished. We went up to Toronto over the last weekend to visit friends, and we were going to come back to Springwater on Tuesday. And then the amazing storms blew in to Buffalo and across Lake Ontario as well. And there were things to do here and phone calls and meetings and stuff that seemed important. So I found myself getting anxious about getting back to Springwater and started looking into the options on the internet, and it became quite a complex thing with a throughway being closed and weather reports and radar and amazing, powerful quality of vast amounts of moisture being sucked up from the Lake Erie and swirling and dumping itself as foot after foot of snow. And not being able to get good information about alternative ways of traveling. So, in a way, it was not a very big thing when we would go. At least for us, it was a very big thing for people caught on the thruway and people with roofs filled with snow and creaking. But I found this worry and anxiety coming up, because what seemed to me is that I wanted to know. I wanted to know what the options were. There was a need to know what was going to happen. There was something about not knowing that that was quite compelling to try to figure it out. And even the Thruway website was confusing with the map clearly showing the Thruway closed and one announcement saying that it was closed and yet another announcement saying that it was open. So it's very interesting to be with this uncertainty and this need to know. And finally, on Friday morning, things looked like they were going to be cleared, but we still didn't know if any roads were open. So finally, I talked to Wayne on the telephone. He suggested calling the state troopers, and I found this very nice guy that says, "Oh yeah, Route 104 up along their lake, it's okay." So we took off and all the roads were dry, the traffic was easy, it was a lovely trip home, and all of that intensity fell away as a dream. Almost anticlimactic, that it was so dramatic. The days before. There were moments during this time in Toronto when it was so clear that we got interested in other things or space opened up and the anxiety went away. There just wasn't that habit of thinking in that particular way, and there was joy and friendship and happiness. And then a remembering, oh yeah, this has to be figured out. So this need to know. being interested in this, seeing how much it plays into the habit of thinking. Here's a wonderful quote from Tony that has been alive for me for many months. Being here right now, is it all right not to know what I'm all about? What I am? Where I'm going, even how I'm feeling. What am I without thinking about myself, without words and pictures, without identities? It is an indescribable relief to realize that I don't have to know anything about myself. Right here in this moment of being quietly. It is an indescribable relief to realize that I don't have to know anything about myself. What an amazing inquiry. To play with, to investigate, to those moments of being here in which the effort to know who I am and where I'm going, to know what the world is, subside. And that it's all right. We're so trained to know who we are and where we're going. And fear tells us to know what's going on. And in these times of great change, it's really hard to know anything about the future. On large levels and even smaller levels. And just the nature of life is such that we don't really know. So I found it wonderful just for these words to be said. It's all right not to know what I am, where I'm going, how I'm feeling. It's all right just to be the silence with things arising and dissolving, with these habits of thoughts arising and dissolving. And to even experiment with this in everyday life, where it seems like we have to know, to find out if the natural intelligence that is here responds, perhaps even better, without constantly figuring out. What's going on? One more line It's an amazing discovery. The less we know, the fresher everything looks. How with the subsiding, the softening, the relaxing of that activity of trying to know, the freshness of this moment, it's here. The colors of these cushions, the quality of the floor. Snow swirling around the building. This morning I remembered an old Zen story. That imagined somebody running through the forest. One version has it that a tiger is chasing, and another version is that it's an army. Person's in desperate straits and they come to a cliff and they stumble and actually start falling over the cliff, and they grab onto a root and the root is starting to let go. And the way the story goes, they look over and here's a wild strawberry. And they reach over and they grab it and they eat it. And the story says, such a sweet strawberry that tastes so amazing. And in my youth, when I first heard this story, I took it as this idea of non-attachment and it doesn't matter. And kind of an ideal. But in a way, it sort of touches the reality of things. That it's not that dramatic, it doesn't seem that dramatic, and yet we just don't know anything about the security of the future. Things change so easily. And anxiety can come up, trying to make it safe. And here, right in the middle of it all, confusing, complicated, often violent human world. The sweetness of this strawberry, the tenderness of being with someone we care about, a kind moment. A beautiful work of art, the wildness of a blustery day. The intensity of grungy thoughts. All here. Last night, in the middle of the night, I got up to write something down, and this little lamp by the table. 22 degrees outside. And this little flying bug appeared inside our cabin. Kind of mosquito-like in size. And it just landed on the table and walked around and then walked on the paper, And it flew up on my pencil and crawled around on my hand. And I was striking this fragile little life in the midst of the cold inside this warm cabin. Who knows how it came to be there? How long it will live, where it will go. But that just touched me, how that's kind of how it is here, with forms and lives. Not knowing really what any of this is. And right in the heart of it, this presence, awareness, just being. This undivided wholeness that can't be explained. We're just here living, living it. Let's end the words here.